With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Crews have braved a snowstorm, fierce winds, bitter cold in the wilderness near Lake Tahoe, Northern California, to rescue six backcountry skiers trapped by an avalanche. Nine others from their tour group are still missing. The search for them goes on. The weather played a role in a massive multi-vehicle pileup in Colorado.
Authorities say four people have died in crashes involving over 30 vehicles on a Colorado interstate. The crashes Tuesday on both sides of Interstate 25 south of Pueblo occurred at a time when authorities say blowing dirt made it nearly impossible to see. The Colorado State Patrol says dirt kicked up by heavy winds caused brownout conditions. 29 people suffered injuries, ranging from minor to serious. The crashes involved six semi-trailers. The patrol says another vehicle involved was a pickup hauling a trailer carrying 32 goats, four of which died. The cause of the crashes is being investigated. The lack of visibility will be considered one of the factors, but investigators say there may be others. I'm Mike Hempen.
An 18-year-old Georgia man under arrest after allegedly approaching the U.S. Capitol armed with a shotgun.
Who knows what could have happened if we wouldn't had officers here standing guard like they do every single day.
Capitol Police Chief Michael Sullivan tells WJLA-TV the man was wearing a tactical vest, had a Kevlar helmet and a gas mask in his vehicle. No break yet as the search for 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie goes on in Arizona. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures sharply higher. The Dow futures are up 255 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 162, and the S&P futures are up 41 points. This is SRN News. Christians care about the Bible.
A new Lifeway research poll of Protestant churchgoers finds that while many don't read the scriptures as much as they like to, they value them highly. 74% say they consider the Bible to have authority over every aspect of their life. A similar number say they think about biblical principles throughout each day. A Lifeway poll also reveals that about 60% of respondents say they feel unfulfilled if they miss several days of reading the scriptures. Michael Harrington reporting.
The government of Belgium is unhappy with the U.S. ambassador. Bill White has accused the country of anti-Semitism over the prosecution of several Jewish people. Belgian authorities are investigating whether three men were performing circumcisions without certified medical training. Writing on social media, Ambassador White says, "You must make a legal provision to allow Jewish rabbis to perform their duties here in Belgium." This is SRN News. An injured seabird sought help by pecking on a German hospital's emergency room door.
The black cormorant had a triple fishing hook stuck in its beak when it showed up Sunday at a hospital in the northern city of Bremen. The local fire department said medical staff and firefighters worked together to remove the hook and treat the wound. They then released the bird in the hospital park. The fire department said in a statement that cormorants rarely approach people and only do so when in extreme distress. Keith Peters, Washington.
Germany-based pharmaceutical and biotech giant Bayer has agreed to a proposed $7.25 billion deal to settle thousands of U.S. lawsuits that blame the popular weed killer Roundup for causing cancer. The proposed settlement is being filed in court in St. Louis. Bayer purchased Monsanto, the original manufacturer of Roundup, in 2018. More details at srnnews.com.